Thank you very much and welcome back. Cattle producers across the country have enjoyed good returns over the past couple of years, and it looks like that trend may continue for the foreseeable future. Phil Bass, University of Idaho Associate Professor of Meat Science, says between the low cost of feed, high prices for fed cattle, and weather that's been cooperative in the Northwest, things have gone well for producers. Bass says producers are enjoying amazing demand for American beef.
Not just domestically, but internationally. And that's great because that's going to continue to pull the product through and pull the value through all the way to the cow-calf operator. The big question now is just going to be how do we sustain the packing base so that when we do eventually start to regrow that herd, we'll have the hook space as we've had. We don't want to see any plants closed down, but I will bet that a number of folks are really nervous about the future.
And on the packers' side, Bass says they are not recording the kind of profits they enjoyed just a few years ago.
But my friend John Nalivka at Sterling Marketing in Vail, Oregon, he still is believing that the Packers are turning a profit. And that's a good thing, guys. Remember that if the Packers aren't making any money, we're not going to be able to sustain that business, and raising cattle just kind of becomes a hobby at that point. And so we got to make sure that everybody's still doing well out there.
Bass says between increased labor costs, consumable products, Packer input costs are very high right now. He said an interesting problem Packers will need to face in the not too distant future is the lack of cattle, thanks to a small national herd that's not rebounding as many experts had expected. But last Friday's Cattle on Feed report indicates the U.S. herd might be on the rebound. Here's Chad Smith.
After several years of contraction, there may be some indicators that the U.S. cattle herd is rebounding. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the March 1 Cattle on Feed report has an interesting story to tell.
USDA estimates that there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number's down about 2% from last year. Placements, that's where the real story starts to unfold here. Placements came in at 1.55 million head, down a whopping 18% from last year. And so that starts to ask the question, could this be a sign of some herd expansion?
Livestock markets responded accordingly to the release of this report.
Overall, this was a pretty bullish report. Futures markets rallied early on with several contracts hitting new highs before they kind of fell off. There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty. This has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Nelson says we're headed into peak demand for beef with summer grilling season on its way, and prices at the grocery store may be impacted.
But when we see placements of cattle on feed dropping now, that means we're going to have fewer cattle available later for marketing in the summer. And this has the potential to tighten beef supplies even further as we kind of go into grilling season. And this means that consumer demand is going to be the key puzzle piece dictating where prices go.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Ben Brown, ag economist at the University of Missouri, says some producers are taking advantage of high cattle prices to sell out due to retirement.
I would also say we are seeing some shifts in demographics. That's playing out in the data. Producers are choosing this as an opportunity to sell out, take advantage of high cattle prices, sell out. And those cows are going down the road to a different operation. Well, actually, I take that back. A lot of the cows are entering up in processing facilities.
And then there's the drought. Cattle producers are facing an ongoing drought, especially in Missouri, which has led to a lack of forage and earlier hay feeding.
Southwest Missouri has a lot of beef cattle. Southwest Missouri is where we also had 3 years of intense and then sneaky drought is what I would call it. You know, last year we had some late season dryness that impacted the row crops. Well, that also caused a lot of cattle producers to start feeding hay in September and October across Missouri. So drought has had a big impact in Missouri. Just lack of forage availability for livestock, not enough pond water. That's had a big impact.
So it's not all rosy for U.S. cattle producers. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break. We'll be right back.